Hall. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 23, 1904. Dear Sister Hall, this morning I awoke at 3 o'clock. Last Sunday night I did not sleep after 11:30. I will now write you a few lines. A few days ago I was surprised to learn that Dr. Jean Whitney was here at the sanitarium, stopping off on her way from Portland to Battle Creek, where she was going to see her mother, who has been sick for some months. I know that the Michigan climate is not suited for you or for me or for Sister Whitney. I asked Dr. Whitney to wait here and to write to her mother, asking her to come to California. The money that would be required to pay Dr. Whitney's fare to Battle Creek would bring her mother to California, where she would be in a more favorable climate. While Dr. Whitney is waiting, she can help at the sanitarium here. Last night I received a letter from Sister Whitney saying that she would come to California and would leave Battle Creek the 28th of this month. Can you not come with her? We shall indeed be pleased if you can. But if you feel that you should remain longer in Battle Creek, it will be all right. I wish you to follow your own judgment. I wish you could have spent this winter with us in California. I think it has been the most beautiful winter I have ever passed through. In December, we had one very gentle rain which lasted for a few days. Very little rain fell in January. We had some frost in the mornings, but the days were beautiful, almost like summer days. I will send you a copy of a letter that I have written to Willie concerning my plans. Willie has thought we might all go to Washington. This letter will explain my views regarding such a move. We are much interested in the matter of purchasing the Potts Sanitarium property near San Diego, which originally cost about $28,000, but is now offered to us for a very low price. It will take at least $3,000 to repair the building, which has not been occupied for about 15 years. If the papers clearly show that the property is free from mortgage, we have decided that we will purchase the sanitarium. We are also thinking of buying the Granger property lying just across the road from the sanitarium. The Granger place consists of 90 acres of land on which are 3 houses. Part of the land is set out with orange and lemon trees. Sister Gutsian and I clasped hands in an agreement to unite in helping to purchase the Potts Sanitarium, provided the deeds of the property are secure. There seem to be some complications, but the legal status of the property is being thoroughly investigated. The Granger property is offered to us for $10,000. I borrowed $500 from the bank and sent it to pay for an option on the place for 3 months. Dr. Whitelock, Brother Ballinger and his father, and Sister Gutsian are now on the ground and are taking the steps necessary to complete the purchase. Matters move slowly, for some of those who are interested in the sale are in New York and Chicago. We are praying the Lord to guide us in this movement, that only those things may be done that will tend to His name's glory. We are waiting, trusting in Him to work for us if it is His will that we should secure these 2 places. Last Sabbath I spoke in the St. Helena Church. There was a good attendance, and all present seemed interested. Night after the Sabbath it began to rain, and rain has been falling gently most of the time since then. All are rejoiced to see the rain, for at this season of the year, rain is as precious as gold. Do you know if any clover tops were gathered and dried for me in Battle Creek? If so, will you please send them to me?